Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Let's check it out when you get a chance. We have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom, Dr. Burton W. Folsom, the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, the co-author of FDR Goes to War, along with Anita Folsom. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, folks, you might be wondering why I'm covering these constitutional issues on a small business show. But let me tell you something. The Constitution, if you're an American small business, you should be in love with, you should revere the existence of the Constitution. Bert, in my opinion, and I've written about this before, freedom is a state of mind and it's a gift from God. Liberty is a contract that we give to each other.
Okay.
And that's the way I feel about liberty, differentiating between liberty and freedom. And the contract that we give to each other, the justification for that, the foundation for that, is in our acceptance of and reverence of the Constitution. It all goes back to that. It does. Liberty doesn't go back to God. I think liberty goes back to the Constitution, and anything that tarnishes, that dents or dings or cuts or slices or hurts the Constitution is dangerous for in my opinion, puts small businesses' liberty in peril little by little. What do you think?
Well, it sure does, because if you read the Constitution and you think about small business, they have tremendous independence.
Right.
They are able to, you are able to set up a business. You're able to do a whole lot without a lot of regulations.
That's right.
And the fact that these regulations have been steadily increasing, and you have things like Obamacare coming along the line, those are not constitutional.
Right.
Those are impositions that are not constitutional.
Now we have this second beehive. I described three beehives earlier in the hour with Bert that are swirling around the Obama administration right now. Benghazi, we talked about. Now we have the IRS, which has been treating conservative organizations, Tea Party organizations, anything with Tea Party patriot, we don't like big government, any kind of language that sounds like it would be on the other end of the ideological spectrum from the hard left liberals, from the Obama administration, those people, not only, folks, this is not me saying this, Bert, the IRS has admitted that they did this, that they targeted them and abused
right.
them.
Right, and that goes back to, you know, in the 1800s, the IRS was set up in the Civil War to collect
mm-hmm.
taxes, and it was small, and we don't hear stories of scandal with the IRS in the 1800s, at least not major ones. It isn't until you get to big government that you get in line,
mm-hmm.
where you really get an expanded IRS, that it all of a sudden becomes possible for presidents to use it as a political tool.
And they did, didn't they? FDR did?
Yeah.
You've written
yeah.
about this recently.
Right. That was part of the purpose of the book New Deal or Raw Deal that I wrote, was to explain how FDR did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shorter version would be my blog mm-hmm. at BertFolsom.com that I did on the IRS and FDR. But this, we see when you get big government, once you decide that you're going to move in a direction and you're going to grow the federal government, which invariably is unconstitutional, once you move in that direction, it becomes inevitable, given human nature, that the president will use that as a tool
mm-hmm.
against his enemies. Not every president.
Now, we don't know that this IRS behavior came was directed from the White House.
No, that's true.
But we do know that it was left against right.
We know that, and sometimes people are always taking cues,
yeah,
if you know what I mean.
That's right, that's right. And that's
people
that's,
who work for you take cues from you,
that's
and
right.
And when you hear Obama railing against the Tea Party,
right.
and you're head of the IRS, you take your cues. We don't know to what extent Obama was involved. He may not have been involved.
Maybe not. We don't know this, but here's the thing, though, folks. what they did, what the IRS did, this very powerful organization, they did abuse, they did hurt the liberty of these organizations, of these people, and that is a violation of the Constitution.
Right. Right. And this is what the founders feared, this kind of thing. This is why you set up a constitution.
Right.
You don't use government to help get you stuff through the tax arena from somebody else. You use government to protect you and protect the rights, the God-given right that you have. And that's what the founders believed. And that's what most Americans believed until well into the 1900s.
And now we've got to make sure, back to the Congress... Congress has to get into the, to the bottom of this, because this is not something that any president, if this were a Republican president, he probably or she wouldn't be pursuing it vociferously. But this is the role of Congress, the checks and the balances from the Constitution. Congress has got to find out where this went, where this came from. We've got to stop this. And then I must stick this in there, Bert. Anybody who thinks that this is not a big deal, just realize this. The enforcer of Obamacare is the IRS.
Right.
How do you feel about the IRS now, folks? How do you feel about Obamacare now?
Right. And this is part, and of course, under Obamacare, the IRS was to be expanded. Then their functions were to expand. We need to have that restricted. We need to have a much smaller IRS.
Right. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, well, we need to have a much smaller government. And if that, I mean, I'm I'm not a member of the Tea Party, but I sure subscribe to their notion that we need a smaller government. In fact, David Axelrod, one of Obama's key advisors, said he thinks the government's too big, that in no president can manage a government this big. I agree with him. But anyway, when we come back, there's another beehive circulating, around, swirling around the president, and it's the one about the Associated Press. And we're going to talk about that in the Constitution after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.